Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of a special live Sunday episode. Now, almost all of our Sunday episodes are live. But normally, at this time, we would be broadcasting from Fork Fest and or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is wrapping up today. It was the last day. If you're only staying in New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was a record-attended, what sounded like an amazing iteration of the event.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to even make an appearance at it, thanks to the federal government. But nonetheless, it sounded
I don't
awesome.
Have that excuse. I also did not make an appearance. I didn't want to drive up there and back twice.
I don't blame really. You. I would have done it just because I wanted to see how, you know, packed the park was, yeah. Sold out event. I actually had tickets to Porcupine Freedom Festival, so I would have been able to go. But
I also have some responsibilities that need attending to, so
indeed.
I didn't want to forego those responsibilities because I think it's important for you to keep your contracts, to keep your agreements.
It is. Unfortunately, they have forced this agreement upon me, and, you know, even though I don't agree to it, if I leave, they're going to kidnap me again, and, you know, that's no fun.
Nobody wants that. I mean, no one wants that.
Indeed. Nobody wants to get out of jail himself.
He sure
does. He's the last guy of the Crypto Six who's currently behind bars, is still behind bars. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about Forkfest. That's what's kicking off tomorrow, although some say it started last Monday. But you can still go to Forkfest. There's no ticket requirement.
Nope.
You just got to get a campsite or an RV site or a motel room from Rogers Campground. I have not heard anything about them being sold out for the next week, so get on up there. It does get busy over the weekend, the Independence Day weekend. So
I don't know if it's current, but there were at least one person, if not two people, trying to, like, who can't make it. They reserved a campsite for whatever reason, and they can't make it, and so they're trying to offload for, like, half price. So jump into over at forkfest.party. You can find a link to the Telegram channel.
That's
jump
right.
into that thing, and you know, if you're looking for a budget, you know, a budget campsite, you might be able to get a deal from somebody who either has to leave and rented for the whole 2 weeks or otherwise can't show up and that kind of a thing.
Let's go. We're going to get your phone calls, but Captain, you have some statistics of interest. We've been talking about Derek Chauvin and his comparatively light sentence. If you compare his sentence to people like Ross Ulbricht, who are spending two life sentences plus 40 years, Derek Chauvin, the cop that killed George Floyd, sentenced to, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
With potential to get out after like 15 or something like that?
Yeah.
What are some of the interesting statistics you wanted to share?
Well, we were talking in the previous hour about the prison population, and I mentioned that it was somewhere around 2 million.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And in fact, System of a Down, a rock metal-ish kind of band, wrote a song called The Prison Song. And it is literally all about, you know, hey, they're trying to build a prison for you and me to live in, right?
Yes.
And in the song, they mention that nearly 2 million people have been incarcerated in the prison system since 1985. And that was like...
Cumulatively?
Well, and so that was my question. It's like, no, it's just...
got to be higher than that.
That's what the total prison population has risen to since 1985. It's even higher now. It's 2.19 million prisoners, and that's just as of 2019. So
that's state, federal, plus and jail.
State, here
anyone
I'll go
behind
through.
Bars in the United States.
The United States has the highest. This is from worldpopulationreview.com, by the way. Prison population by state, 2021. This actually isn't 2021. The United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world. This is despite the national incarceration rate being at its lowest in 20 years.
Wow, I'm still kind of surprised at that. You know, I'd always qualified, whenever I was trying to recall that statistic, I always qualified it as in the Western world or in, like, you know, the developed world, because, I mean, how do you really know what the incarceration rate in North Korea is? You really don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and really we wouldn't know for sure about China either. We only know what the states publish. So of the published incarceration rates, it's the highest, and that's still awful.
About, this one is shocking for those of you who have never heard it before, about 25%, one quarter, 25% of the world's total prison population is in the United States.
Shocking.
The United States holds 25% of the world's prisoners.
And a tremendous number of those people are nonviolent, peaceful people who are in jail for things like possession or selling drugs.
Far too many of them.
You know, or financial quote-unquote crimes.
So this goes on to say, the United States, which holds about 2.19 million prisoners as of 2019, that includes 1.38 million in federal and state prisons, and 745,200 in jail.
1.3 million, that's the population of New Hampshire. The entire population of New Hampshire is basically imprisoned by the federal government. It's crazy.
So if they built a wall around New Hampshire and checked everybody in, it would just be New Hampshire?
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. If there's more, you can share that in a moment. I want to get Jerome on the line. Yeah. He's in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Jerome.
Our favorite Trumpster.
Yes. Yeah, right. he's out on the campaign trail again. Oh, I can't wait to hear that speech. Anyway, you were talking about this Derek Chauvin.
Wait, no. You're going to watch that speech. You know you are. You're going to watch it, and then you're going to call us and tell us how crappy it was.
It's a massive idiot, okay?
Let's not get sidetracked.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
What were you calling about?
Yeah. Look, there's a lawyer. She's a talk show host in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She came on Court TV several times. In fact, one time she came on during the trial when they were getting ready to, reveal the verdict. And she comes on and she says that there was reasonable doubt about whether Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, okay? Reasonable doubt. The minute they read that verdict, this woman disappeared from that show, Court TV, Vinnie Napolitano, and I haven't seen her since, okay? This woman is a disgusting piece of crap, and her name's Rashini Rajkumar, okay? She's of Indian descent, and she hates black people, okay? Because there's no damn way somebody can watch that video and talk about a reasonable doubt. And Derek Chauvin's mom, I said, well, all right, you can see where he gets it from. She's an idiot. And she'll always believe in his innocence. He didn't have to kill that man. He didn't have to do that.
No.
He enjoyed doing it. He enjoyed doing it.
And he thought he was so invincible that he could do it in front of a bunch of people in broad daylight in front of video cameras. That's how much hubris this guy had. And he's not that different from plenty of other cops out there. The only difference is he didn't get away with it. And plenty of other cops get away with murdering not just black people, but all kinds of people of all different descents all across the United States.
And these cops get high on their power.
They do.
They get high on their power, and they miss it when it's gone, when they're on vacation or whatever. I can't wait to get back on the job.
Years. 18 years as a cop. 19 years gone, dissolved. And he ain't going to make it in prison, man. Somebody's going to get him.
Oh, that's if they put him in population, Jerome. I suspect he's going to be not allowed to fraternize with the other prisoners. I suspect they're going to protect him.
Fraternize, huh? That's what you call it?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let him out. I don't think they're going to be. I think he's going to be held in solitary confinement because they are going to protect him. They do not want to, to have a cop die in prison. They get special treatment in there. And you know what? He's going to want it. He's going to demand solitary confinement because he is afraid of what will happen to him behind bars.
He's not such a. He don't look like such a tough guy now, huh? And that woman that murdered the man in his own apartment, and all she got was 10 years. And then his idiot brother goes.
He's talking about the other cop. He's talking about the other cop. I'm sorry, hang on a minute, Jerome. He's talking about the other cop, the lady who said she thought she was going into her apartment, but went into the apartment next door and killed the guy.
Oh, shot the guy.
Yeah, that's what he's mentioning when he says that. That other lady who killed the other guy in the apartment, I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Is that right, Jerome?
What the hell kind of crack pipe was she on?
I don't know. She was pretty messed up, though.
In her own damn apartment, man. And all she got was 10 years, and she's on the witness stand crying. He ain't coming back. He didn't have to die. He didn't have to do that.
Jerome, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you here tonight. There's definitely a sentencing discrepancy. There's a charging discrepancy, really. Most of these cops don't even get charged. And the fact that any of them have been charged at all is a miracle in these cases. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Speaking of prison, what about Chinese prisons for the Uyghurs and putting up videos online? We'll tell you about it coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. We are kicking off, well, I guess not kicking off, but we're continuing here, the live special edition of the show.
Do it live!
The intermission version between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest, which will start tomorrow for some people. A lot of people are going to show up at Rogers Campground tomorrow. I know Vincent, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, the host of Questioning Authority and the new Shire Free Media Show.
Yep.
He's going to head up tomorrow, and I'm sure he's not the only one. There are some people who are only going to the campground for Fork Fest next week. Some people are leaving the campground, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot of, you know, photos and goodbyes and things like that online. Sounds like people had a blast. A lot of first-timers were there this year. And that's true of the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year. There's always a lot of newbies.
That dude, the dumpster, made it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, for cool. At least a couple of days anyway.
The guy that came up last year for a visit and co-hosted with us one night, good guy. He wrote me in jail, by the way, the dumpster.
Yep.
So if you missed out this year, it was a sold-out event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Fork Fest is not sold out. There are no tickets to sell out. The only thing that could sell out would be the park, and the park has not sold out. So you still have room to come up. If it's not too late. If you want to come up for the weekend or as many days as you can, people are going to be hanging out there throughout the week, some of them staying on from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, others just coming up. Check out forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there.
The Big Kahuna is supposed to make an appearance as well.
Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, yeah, get on over there. If you have the freedom to move, unlike me, you should do it. You'll have a good time.
Yes, enjoy it while Ian can't.
I will enjoy as vicariously through you guys as possible, and those broadcasts are expected to return tomorrow, barring any other technical difficulties. Coming up, we'll get into the YouTube censorship, which is getting worse. They're now targeting channels that are critical of the Chinese government. So you thought it was bad here in the United States with them back in the state government, you know, the federal government on things like COVID crackdowns and anybody that's, you know, opposes the official state CDC guidelines, et cetera. We've had our channel restricted there on YouTube multiple times. It's I believe, I heard Aria saying the other night, Free Talk Live channel is on its last legs. Like, if there's one more spanking that YouTube delivers. So we're no longer uploading videos, new videos to that channel. Just on the expectation that one of them is going to get pulled.
We were streaming, I think, to Aria's YouTube channel for a minute.
As I understand it, that's true. But I'm talking about the Free Talk Live radio channel on YouTube. That is on its last legs, and that's because of its very restrictive policies regarding you either agree with what the government says on COVID, or you're not allowed to be here.
Yes, it's a misleading medical... we're stating an opinion. We're not, you know, that's not...
An opinion shared by other doctors, by the way. It's not like, you know, we're just... shouting in the darkness with this opinion, and no one else holds this opinion.
And as time goes on, more and more studies are released showing, well, we were kind of right, you know?
Oh, very much
like,
so.
The masks didn't help, and the lockdowns were horrendous, and in fact, the suicide rates skyrocketed. All these things that we talked about here on Free Talk Live are true.
So we could talk more about what's happening with Chinese critics there on YouTube, channels that are critical of the Chinese government and how they're handling the Uyghur population there, which is basically incarcerating and probably torturing them. But let's go first to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, I'm listening on KIVA, Kiva, the Rock of Talk in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're
excellent.
Also on Sunday. Yes, and you're also on Sunday nights as well on KENN in Farmington, New Mexico.
Indeed, indeed.
The latest round of news on this government in New Mexico on the CYFD deletion of public records, unlawful deletion of public records and destruction of evidence. The latest news came out on Friday. They're in the reading from the LA, or looking at the LA Daily Post, the little LA, not big LA, little LA being Los Alamos in New Mexico, where the Manhattan Project was headquartered. The lawyers representing the unlawfully fired whistleblowers were talking to the paper. The main points of this case being that these people complained of problems at the agency, CYFD, in New Mexico. Oh, and let me interject. The reason that I pay attention to this case is because for the last 14 years, I've been screaming about issues with the state of New Mexico, children and family courts, and other places in the state government. And I don't necessarily carry a lot of weight, but now this legal case is going to demonstrate that many of the things that I complained of are now going to be proven in a court of law by these people, which will validate what I'm saying. But anyway, so
yeah, but will any of them ever spend any time behind bars?
Well, we'll find out. You know, at a minimum, hopefully they'll get fired, and these people who were damaged will get compensated. So we'll take what we can get. Anything is mm-hmm. better than the nothing that I've received so far. But so these people, they were fired because they blew the whistle, and the bullet points here, what they were reporting that CYFP was using the signal messaging device. To automatically delete all correspondence at the end of every 24 hours, and that they were doing the bulk of their communications using the signal device.
And these are internal department communications that should have been subject to Freedom of Information Act, meaning that if they were doing it the old-fashioned way, they would be sending like an email or something, and that's all on the record. If you want to, you know, file a Freedom of Information request to get the emails, in theory, they should be able to give them to you. But to avoid that ever happening, they were using Signal, which, as you say, can be set to self-destruct.
Right, and the whistleblowers here testify in that area that they were, the two of them, they're a husband and wife, and they both worked for the agency in different areas of the agency, and they both reported that they were party to conversations that happened over the signal about such things as legislative action that the agency was attempting to get passed into law or have effect on, mm-hmm. as well as millions of state dollars being spent on computer equipment, et cetera, that was amongst the things that were deleted. And now citizens trying to influence their legislators would be interested in those materials. And so those were items that were deleted. Now, bullet point, failure of CYFD to properly manage a multi-million-dollar comprehensive child welfare information system project, including non-competitive procurement of this computer system from an out-of-state company named Binti, B-I-N-T-I, at...
No, wait a minute. You're saying nepotism was used by state actors?
Whoa.
I'm shocked.
They didn't follow. There's a guideline for seeking bids when you're spending taxpayer money, and they did not follow those guidelines.
They gave it to one of their buddies.
Yeah, at the mm-hmm. recommendation of the guy in charge, Blaylock.
Well, one thing's for sure, and thank you, David, for the call tonight. Even if they do clean the house and get rid of all these corrupt bureaucrats, it'll just be replaced by more.
Yeah. I mean, the system itself is what makes these people do these insane things. Now, a person has to have a disposition for that in order to be attracted to such a position in the first place. But let's not give them an institution with outlive their fantasies of evil.
There's a monopoly system that we're all forced to pay for, and so they do whatever they want. Every now and then they get caught. And then nothing changes. We're coming up. Free talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has ordered airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the airstrikes. And the death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency, along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue effort have been taking place. You're listening to USA Radio News. One cruise ship has returned to the high seas. Tim Berg has the details.
The first cruise ship from a U.S. port in 15 months has set sail from Fort Lauderdale. The cruise ship Celebrity Edge left Florida just after 6 p.m. local time Saturday night on a 7-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. The ship is sailing at 40% capacity to allow for social distancing. The entire crew is reportedly vaccinated for COVID-19, along with most of the passengers. At the helm is Katie McHugh, who is the first and only American female captain of a large cruise ship. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel has died. He served 2 terms in the Senate, becoming best known for reading the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record in 1971. He also ran for president in 2008 and 2020, confronting then-Senator Barack Obama during a 2007 debate over nuclear weapons. Mike Gravel was 91. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number if you want to join in here to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you here in the studio. It's Ian.
And some beardo.
Oh, hey, I want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it with a bumper sticker. And they've got a bunch of them for you to choose from over at LibertyStickers.com. They've got witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic stickers that you can slap on the back of your car, your bicycle, you know, your computer, wherever it is you put things that are fun or funny or poignant. LibertyStickers.com.
You can slap on your mom's butt while she wanders around Walmart.
That's a strange thing to advocate, Captain, but, you know, I don't know what your relationship with your mom is, but that might cross a line for some people.
I just try to be creative with my Liberty sticker placement, so... You know, I may have slapped one on your mom's, but not yours.
Hey,
but like
whatever
any of the
floats
listeners,
your boat.
You know what I mean? You don't know. You don't know what I'm doing.
What my mom does is none of my business.
I constantly make jokes about the proverbial your mother, right? Yeah. Not your mother specifically, but, you know, that's what your mom said, right? That kind of a thing.
Check it out, LibertyStickers.com. And by the way, they can do custom stuff. So if they don't have the thing that you want.
Good work, too.
They really do. And that's where we got the Free Talk Live stickers and the LRN.FM stickers. If you're going up to ForkFest, stop by the broadcast booth at RV46 and grab yourself a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. We've got them up there.
Get you a sticker.
At least I wasn't told that they ran out during ForkFest, so there's probably still plenty left. So head on over and you can see the quality of the stickers from LibertyStickers.com. So, wanted to talk about YouTube. I saw this story just a couple days looks like it came out 2 days ago. Reuters reporting a human rights group that attracted millions of views on YouTube to testimonies from people who say their families have disappeared in China's Xinjiang region is moving its videos to a little-known service called Odyssey.
Oh, the library folks.
Which is awesome news. After some were taken down by the Google-owned streaming giant, according to Reuters, they found some sources saying this. The group credited by international organizations like Human Rights Watch, I've heard of them.
Yep.
For drawing attention to human rights violations in Xinjiang has come under fire from Kazakh authorities since its founding in 2017. Serkazan Bilash, a Xinjiang-born Kazakh activist who co-founded the channel and has been arrested multiple times for his activism, said government advisors told him 5 years ago to stop using the word genocide to describe the situation in Xinjiang.
What would you call it then? What term would you use?
Loving interrogation of suspect.
Extermination, perhaps?
Yeah.
There are better words, I guess.
An order that he assumed came from pressure from China's government on Kazakhstan. They're just facts, Balash said to Reuters in a phone interview, referring to the content of Atatürk's videos. The people giving the testimonies are talking about their loved ones. Atatürk Kazakh Human Rights Channel has published nearly 11,000 videos on YouTube, totaling over 120 million views since 2017. Thousands of which feature people speaking to a camera about relatives they say have disappeared without a trace in China's Xinjiang region, where UN experts and rights group estimate over a million people have been detained. Detained. We're not arresting you, sir. It's just a detention. How long are you detaining me? We don't know. As long as we want to.
We'll let you know when we arrest you.
In recent years, according to the story here at Reuters, on June 15th, the channel was blocked for violating YouTube's guidelines. Which guidelines? According to a screenshot seen by Reuters after 12 of its videos were reported, and we don't know by whom, for breaching its, quote, cyberbullying and harassment policy.
You know who the biggest bully on the planet is?
The government.
That's right.
Channel's administrators had appealed the blocking of all 12 videos between the months of April and June, with some being reinstated, but YouTube, of course, didn't provide an explanation as to why the others were kept out of public view, according to the folks telling this to Reuters. Following inquiries from Reuters as to why the channel was removed, YouTube then restored it, explaining that they'd received multiple so-called strikes for videos, which contained people holding up ID cards to prove they were related to the missing, violating a YouTube policy which prohibits personally identifiable information from appearing in its content.
Why would you...
They reinstated the channel on June 18th, but asked Atatürk to blur the IDs. So, when pressured by the media in this case, YouTube reversed its penalty here. But prior to that, they were doing somebody's bidding.
Ever since Google bought YouTube, YouTube has just become the world's suckiest platform. I can't even watch the thing. It is horrible. If you log out of any of your Google accounts at all, clear your cache and cookies, and you just go to like the YouTube page, as if it's a YouTube,
you get the
whatever,
default recommendations.
It is horrible. The videos there are all, none of them are done by like an individual person. It's
all corporate.
Super produced, and a lot of money put into it, and it's all, you know, highly advertised. It's just, it is not, YouTube used to be such a boon to humanity.
Yeah, it really
right?
was.
A
really
learning was. Place for everybody to learn from each other, and now it is just, it is ugly.
Atatürk's hesitant to comply, according to the channel's administrator, with the blurring request. Now, it's not a request when they say, if you don't do this, we're going to delete your channel again. So that's not a request. The channel's administrator concerned that doing so would jeopardize the trustworthiness of the video. So there was a reason why they put this information there. Number one, the person consented to it. It wasn't like they were just, you know, it wasn't like they were going to some hidden secret files of these people's IDs and showing them without the knowledge of the people in the video.
Yeah.
I could understand. I could get why that rule was created, right? Like, you don't want somebody to be doxxed publicly who's not a public figure or whatever, although I imagine they'd apply it to, like the governor of the, you know, the state as well. But
if you voluntarily bust out your ID to prove that you are who you say you are in a YouTube
video.
In front of a video camera. I mean, that to me lends credence and authenticity to whatever that person is trying to say. Say, look, I am related to this person. You know, here is what the government recognizes as my official ID.
Now, this is the best part of the story. Fearing further blocking by YouTube, it's probably only a matter of time, they decided to back up their content to Odyssey, a website built on the blockchain protocol Library, LBRY, designed to give creators more control. And so far, about 975 of their, 1,400 or so videos? Sorry, 11,000 videos. Got a little bit of work to do. 975 of their videos have been backed up successfully to Odyssey. So they give the link here, and I will post this on our social media so you can see the whole story. Click over their link, but I'm sure if you search for Atajurt, A-T-A-J-U-R-T, you'll find this channel on Odyssey.
And just as a piece of advice, because I've been doing media for quite some time, whether it's audio or even doing this show and my podcast that I had before, keep your originals. Find a place to store them. Get yourself a hard drive. Keep your originals. If you make a video and you upload it to, you know, the YouTube or anywhere else on the internet, keep your original file somewhere.
I had that, and the FBI took that hard drive.
Yeah. You at least tried.
Yeah. Most people that won't have that problem, but we did. Anyway, so they backed us up to Library, and I think it's worth saying Library is an amazing platform.
It really is.
That is really noteworthy because it's uncensorable. Okay, so if you don't like something on Library, sorry. Don't watch it.
Click to the next video.
Yeah.
You know, like an adult.
Right. This is an amazing platform that allows creators to create without question, without some axe hanging over their head. And does that mean you might find some offensive things there? You better believe it. And that's wonderful. That's what is awesome about freedom of speech, is that free speech is meant to protect the ugly stuff, the outrageous stuff, the controversial stuff, the stuff no one in the government, for instance, wants you to see. Bonnie and I were looking for some videos the other night, and she's like, I can't find them on YouTube. I bet they're on Library. And she went over there, and there they were.
Boom. Nice.
So this is going to be something that I think we're going to see over the next year or two is a transition, because a lot of these stories that we've seen about YouTube taking down channels have been mentioning Odyssey and Library. Now, Odyssey is like the front end for Library. They're the same thing, basically. We can talk more about it coming up here. It's a way you can protect your content as well, and it's free to use it. It's amazing. It is free to...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you call in now. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the YouTube takedown of a channel that was critical, is critical, of the Chinese government. A channel run by a guy in Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. So that's why he hasn't been killed yet by the Chinese government. However, his government gang has told him that he better be careful. He's under threat from them. According to the story here at Reuters.
So for acting, is he a reporter by profession? I mean, even if he's not, it doesn't matter. He is
reporting.
So that makes him a reporter. I just don't know if he is, you know, is he affiliated with somebody? Is he employed by somebody? These are the questions that I have.
There's an agency. They've been cited by Human Rights Watch and some of their reports. The...
Or is it just some guy uploading
the YouTube? It's called Atajurt Kazakh Human Rights. That's the group.
Okay.
And then Sirkazan Balash is the Xinjiang-born Kazakh activist. So Xinjiang is the province.
So it's a human rights group, and this guy's part of that group.
Right. Now, he was born in the Xinjiang Chinese province, which is the northwestern province that borders Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
But he lives in Kazakhstan, apparently, because okay. Otherwise he probably would be dead by now or in one of these camps. Although the government of Kazakhstan gang told him 5 years ago, advisors, they gave him some advice saying, stop using the word genocide to describe the situation in Xinjiang in his videos. He uploaded a bunch of these videos to YouTube, thousands of them, and had 12 of them blocked earlier this year when Reuters went to YouTube and asked about it. YouTube said, we'll restore this channel, but we've received strikes on these videos for people holding up identity cards because they were claiming that they were related to relatives who'd gone missing in the Xinjiang province, and so they were holding up their ID cards to prove that they were who they said they were, that they weren't just, you know, propaganda, right? Like, you could trace this person, talk to them yourself, and find out their story.
Right.
YouTube says, this violates our policy about personally identifiable information from appearing in our content. And they struck the videos for quote-unquote cyberbullying and harassment. Now they've reinstated them on June 18th, but asked the man to blur the IDs. He's hesitant to comply. Instead, whether he's done that or not, I don't know. But what he did do was he uploaded his videos to Odyssey. Now, I should spell this. I didn't do this last time.
Right.
ODYSEE.com. That's an unfortunate spelling for radio because you always have to spell it for people to get it. But it's the new sort of front end for the library system, which is also spelled LBRY.
Right.
These are blockchain-based decentralized system to allow anyone anywhere on the planet to upload whatever content they want to with no gatekeeper.
Yep.
There's nothing that the library people can do. Government goons can come to library, and they did, by the way, after this studio was raided in March.
Yeah.
Curiously, like within 2 weeks, the SEC targeted library, which also is run by a liberty activist here in New Hampshire. His name's Jeremy Kaufman.
Yep.
Great activist. He was actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival doing some speechifying on stage. And they came after him. Now, he didn't get arrested, but they are suing library as an organization, claiming that the library token, which is used within the system, is a quote-unquote security. And they're trying to destroy his business.
Are they going
to
go after all the video games that also have, like, in-game tokens and stuff like that?
That's a good question. They're trying to destroy his life and destroy his business as a result of this. So there's a huge attack on crypto.
I get it. There is a huge attack on crypto. And more specifically, there's a huge attack on activists who have taken a stance on cryptocurrency.
As administrators were removing content, they received another series of automated messages from YouTube, so as the channel administrators, the guy that runs it, stating the videos in question had been removed from public view, this time because of concerns they might promote violent criminal organizations. The spokesman of Atajert, Serkzan Bilash, says, quote, there is another excuse every day. I never trusted YouTube, but we're not afraid anymore because we're backing ourselves up with Library. The most important thing is our material safety, unquote. Balash, who fled to Istanbul last year after suffering... Okay, sorry, he's not in Kazakh. After suffering repeated threats and intimidation from the Kazakh authorities when he refused to stop working with the organization, said his equipment, including hard disks and mobile phones, were confiscated multiple times in Kazakhstan, making YouTube the only place where their entire video collection was stored. So he also had backups. Until they got confiscated
by the man.
YouTube said the messages relating to promoting violent criminal organizations were automated and not related to the creator's content, but the videos were being kept private to allow administrators to make edits. What does that mean? What are they alleging? It's not even clear.
I don't want YouTube making edits to my videos if I'm an uploader.
UN experts and rights groups estimate over 1 million people, mainly Uyghurs who are Muslim, and other Muslim minorities have been detained in a vast system of camps in Xinjiang. Many former, and which is why I go back when you were talking about the numbers from the government imprisoning here in the U.S., like, well, and we still don't really know how many people they have behind bars in China. You can only go with what the government says, and they're not really acknowledging these things existing. Many former inmates have said they were subject to ideological training and abuse in the camps. China denies all accusation of abuse. YouTube in recent years has restricted more content and increasing scrutiny on online cyberbullying, misinformation, and hate speech. The policies have ensnared many channels, including those of far-right commentators, forcing them to seek haven on social media services such as Parler that tout more openness. However, Parler is a centralized platform.
It is.
And as we discovered last year, which anyone who, you know, even glanced at Parler should have known, it's run by a company that is centralized and runs a server and has total authority over that server. Library is a protocol.
Right.
So, in theory, if the library company were to shut down, library should continue to run.
Right.
Because it is being run like the Bitcoin protocol on thousands of computers all around the world.
We will at some point see a slew of these sort of self-perpetuating or self-supporting things occur with the blockchain, and I hope that Odyssey and Library are part of that sort of, you know, first wave of these things that
absolutely.
We see.
It's taking the power of blockchain and applying it to media,
right?
And it's awesome.
And if that does, I predict it is going to happen. I just, you know, I wish it would hurry up.
Yeah. Well, it's here. I mean, this thing is here now, and you can just go and download their client. It's available for cell phones. It's available for your laptop or desktop computer. And basically any video you download, you become part of the network that's protecting that video.
Yep.
You hold that thing on your hard drive, and it, as long as you and other people are holding that video, it can never be removed. It can never be taken down. Atajert representatives here, pro-China groups who deny that human rights abuses exist in Xinjiang, are using YouTube's reporting features to remove their content by reporting it en masse, triggering an automatic block. So as long as there's a handful of counter-activists
likely employed by the Chinese government, that are flagging your videos, they're going to get taken down. And all you can do is beg YouTube for a review and hope that they rule in your favor. But if it happens enough times, your channel gets banned permanently. Representatives shared videos on WhatsApp and Telegram with Reuters, which they say describe how to report Otajert's YouTube videos. They also point to multiple YouTube channels containing videos of the founder's face superimposed onto animals like monkeys and pigs, which they said were denigrating of his character and work. YouTube said channels are always welcome to move to alternatives. Its policies bar directing abuse of attention by posting non-public personal information such as names and addresses. The service makes exceptions to some rules for videos that are educational, documentary, or scientific, but Otajert's videos didn't meet these requirements to a sufficient level, according to YouTube. So the fact that this guy is documenting what's happening to people whose family members have gone missing in the area of the Xinjiang province of China, mysteriously, the fact that he's done this documentation over a period of years and has multiple people who've done this, that's not good enough for YouTube, they say.
It's,
I mean, the fix is in here.
Definitely the fix is in. They're covering up literal genocide. Like, there is a genocide happening here, people, and all of the media, all of your mainstream media, completely ignoring it.
Yeah, as YouTube basically gobbles the Chinese government's genitals.
Yes.
In this case. Quote, we welcome responsible efforts, this is YouTube, to document important human rights cases around the world, said the company. We recognize that the intention of these videos was not to maliciously reveal P11 and are working with Otajert Kazakh to explain our policies. Note, they're not working with them to restore their videos.
Right.
They're explaining their policies to this channel. So, look, if you want to be on our platform, you'll obey and you'll do what we say, and you won't be able to produce the videos that you've wanted to produce. You won't be able to out these Chinese abuses in the way that you've wanted to, because we don't want to lose China. Frankly, if we're being honest, would say YouTube if they were being honest, and they're not. We don't want to lose the Chinese market. We'll do whatever Chinese government, you know, tells us to do, because there's a lot of ad money that we can be making there in China. So we'll just obey, and we'll help the Chinese government cover up what's happening in their province to the Muslims.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Get over to Library. Get over to Odyssey. LBRY.com. ODYSEE.com. Check that out. If you got content, you should get it up there as soon as possible.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.